People living on the street are nothing new in Charlotte, but the coronavirus pandemic has brought encampments into the open, including onto vacant lots near Uptown. As WFAE's David Borax reports as part of our Finding Home series, they're both a highly visible effect of the pandemic and a reminder of Charlotte's long-standing shortage of affordable housing.
It's 90 degrees and steamy just after a thunderstorm at 12th and College Streets east of Uptown. On a vacant lot and nearby sidewalks, somewhere around 100 people are living in tents. Many have been here since March, when the governor issued a stay-home order and businesses shut down.
I've been living here on the streets almost 2 or 3 months, living in this situation.
Rosalind Webb was staying in a winter shelter program called Room in the Inn until that shut down early because of the virus. They paid for a hotel for a week, but then she ended up on the street.
I've been in this location. I was on that side. Folks started hating on me on that side because my tent was bigger than everybody else's. Now, I got a tent with no door on it. Rain coming in.
The governor's stay-home order closed many daytime hangouts like libraries, coffee shops, and other businesses where people could sit, use Wi-Fi, and charge their phones. So they built these tent villages to be close to the nearby soup kitchen and day center at Roof Above, formerly the Charlotte Urban Ministry Center. Liz Clayson Kelly is Roof Above's chief executive.
It is, as far as we know, the largest encampment in our community's history.
Clayson Kelly says the camp has become a sort of home base for homeless people amid the uncertainties of the pandemic. After several months, this place has its own ecosystem and economy. In one tent, a couple of women are selling shoes lined up on the sidewalk and clothes on a rack. Other homeless residents have pitched extra tents as a moneymaker, says resident Rocarlos Davis.
The reason why you see all these tents is because nobody's in the tents. If you want a tent here, you're going to have to pay money for people who have these tents. That's just the way to make money.
Nearby, someone has hand-lettered the slogan, Liberty or Death, on the side of a gray tent. An elevated police box with darkened windows overlooks the lot, watching out for fights that residents say can happen regularly. Almost everyone I talked to asked for money in one way or another. Several mentioned that a lot of volunteers have been dropping off food for the camp, but they leave quickly and aren't really solving the problem, says one man who didn't want to give his name.
The dog get treated better than us. It just f***ed up. And I'm telling you now, it's gonna get better. It's gonna get a lot worse.
Crime has been an issue. Police recorded 26 incidents since mid-March, including robberies, assaults, drug arrests, and one suicide. There were rumors on social media last week that police were about to shut down the 12th Street encampment and remove residents trespassing there. Charlotte Mecklenburg police say the property owners had asked police to remove tents by August 1st, but the owners have since backed off that request, says CMPD. Liz Clayson Kelly of Roof Above says removals are not a good idea in the midst of COVID-19.
The CDC is recommending not removing encampments, so they recognize the public health risk if people continue to move from site to site, and so our community has honored that.
That's fueling an apparent growth in the number of camps in Charlotte. So is the fact that COVID-19 has forced the city's shelter operators to reduce their capacity to allow social distancing, says Heath Burchett. He runs Watchmen of the Streets, which provides food, tents, and other supplies to people living outdoors.
You also see people out on the streets now, which would be in the shelter, that aren't in shelters right now. So it looks like there's way more people that are experiencing homelessness. There may or may not be, but certainly people are outside now in tents versus in facilities due to COVID-19.
Mecklenburg County counted just over 3,100 people experiencing homelessness as of June 30th. That's about 1,000 more than a year ago, but less than this winter. About 500 of those are what's called chronically homeless people, those who've been living on the street for a long time. That's about 60 more than a year ago. Meanwhile, more people are becoming homeless than the number of homeless people are finding housing right now. But city and county officials and nonprofit agencies have joined forces to house people and prevent spread of the virus, says Stacy Lowry, director of Mecklenburg County Community Support Services. Since March, the county has rented hotel rooms to quarantine about 300 former shelter residents who have COVID-19. Another 500 people have been moved from shelters to hotel rooms leased by the county and operated by social service agencies. Altogether, says Lowry, the county will spend $5.1 million on the program through December.
Our community has really done a great job of responding very quickly to the pandemic and how it might impact the individuals who are homeless. I think we've been seen as a leader with standing up the social distancing hotels as quickly as possible.
Lowry says they also are trying to prevent people who are at risk from falling into homelessness. She says about 1,500 people living week to week in hotels have gotten help paying their rent thanks to federal, local, and private funds. Still, there's the longer-term question of what happens to neighbors living on the street and others facing homelessness. The city of Charlotte says it's contributing $2 million to Roof Above to develop more supportive housing units for homeless residents. The city has allocated another $1.3 million to help pay deposits and other upfront costs for people moving out of hotels into permanent housing. And it's giving $1.4 million to Roof Above and the Salvation Army to help move people out of shelters. Back out at 12th and College Streets, Rosalind Webb says that kind of funding, not deliveries of sandwiches or bottled water, is what it will take to really solve homelessness.
If you got funds somewhere to help us get in a hotel or something of that nature, do that.
Webb says she needs 90 days of support to get her life in order and reset her mind from living on the street to having a home. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.